I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Democrats are taking another step toward a graduated income tax. They're unveiling language that would eliminate the requirement for a flat tax in the Illinois Constitution. Republicans refuse to negotiate, saying Democrats cannot be trusted with the broader taxing power they're seeking. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says his door remains open.
They haven't proposed to you how they're actually going to overcome the budget deficit of the state or how they're going to pay the bills of the state. They're just demagoguing this issue.
Changing the state constitution is a two-step process. First, the General Assembly must approve a ballot question. Then voters get to decide whether to ratify or reject it. Democrats want to have that question on the ballot next fall. In other news, the hemp program proposal cleared its final hurdle Tuesday, and applications for farmers will be available soon. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
The Legislative Rulemaking Committee approved the final rules for the program. Remember, hemp is basically marijuana's much weaker cousin. It has little to no THC, which is the mind-altering component found in pot. Hemp is used for fiber and food production. Bill Bodine with the Illinois Farm Bureau says this is great for the farming community.
I think there's an opportunity for, you know, a new diversified crop for them to grow here in the state of Illinois. So we'll see how the industry develops as the process goes forward.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture says farmers could begin filling out applications as early as the end of this month. Farmers will need to be approved before they plant the crop. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Plans are underway to monitor air quality outside two northern Illinois plants that use the cancer-causing gas ethylene oxide. The News Sun reports the Lake County Health Department said sampling would begin June 1st at sites near Vantage Specialty Chemicals in Gurnee and Medline Industries in Waukegan. The Lake County monitoring decision comes after Governor Pritzker's administration shut down a plant in DuPage County earlier this year when high concentrations of the chemical were detected. However, Illinois EPA data listed on Lake County's website show emissions from the facilities are below limits set in their permits. The Illinois Attorney General joined 20 of his counterparts in asking the U.S. Department of Education to reverse limitations on routine disclosures of student loan information to state law enforcement. Kwame Raoul says the restrictions interfere with efforts to protect students from predatory practices. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Centerstone is opening a new medication-assisted treatment facility in Marion. MAT Grant Coordinator Mona Miller says the facility is designed for treatment of opioid abuse disorder.
Last year, Centerstone received a grant through the Opioid State Targeted Response Grant. And what it was designed to do is open up MAT facilities through a hub-and-spoke model. So Centerstone is the hub.
Miller says the goal will be to form a network that'll serve people in this area who need treatment. Currently, they have to travel to Paducah, Evansville, or some as far as Chicago. It's the first facility in the area to offer methadone, a medicine used to help withdrawal symptoms. Miller says patients receive medicine as well as counseling and therapy. The facility is scheduled to open later this month. The co-founder of an Illinois prisoner advocacy group is calling for a statewide effort to investigate claims of innocence. Dana Vollmer has more.
The Illinois Innocence Project has freed a dozen wrongfully convicted prisoners since 2001. Bill Clutter helped start the nonprofit. Now he's calling on the Attorney General to create a conviction integrity unit to review more cases. Clutter says a similar effort in Cook County led to 54 felony convictions getting dropped last year.
Granted, these aren't first-degree murder convictions. A lot of these are, you know, drug cases that are tainted by a dirty detective. But that's 54 people that have been cleared through a conviction integrity unit.
Clutter says most counties don't have the resources to start their own investigative unit. He's asking the Attorney General to hire at least one lawyer and one investigator to handle innocence claims around the state. I'm Dana Vollmer.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.